there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring it's like sealed. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
This is hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Now, I told you in hour one I was going to tell you how to save some money as a Scuba Radio listener who loves to dive on liveaboards. Now, our friends at Explore Ventures, by the way, the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio, has been nice enough to share a very special deal for you, exclusively. Now, you got to mention Scuba Radio, but you know what? You have some last-minute vacation time available over the next few weeks. You can save big time on the Caribbean Explorer 1 liveaboard, their Bahamas liveaboard vessel. All right? So April 26th, May 3rd, or May 10th trip, they have some spots left. And right now, exclusively for Scuba Radio listeners, you can get a free upgrade on your cabin. So it works one of two ways. If you have a couple people and you want to dive and you're planning to share a cabin with your spouse or dive buddy or whatever, you can be upgraded to a nicer cabin or the next level up. Or if you're a single diver, and this is where it really is pretty cool, because, you know, a lot of people will go on these liveaboard trips and they'll just have some vacation time and decide, hey, I want to go cruise the Bahamas. But you end up having to share a room with somebody you don't know. Well, hey, guess what? On any of these cruises, April 26th, May 3rd, May 10th, if you mention Scuba Radio, you can get an upgrade to your own private room free. That's like a $971 value, 65% savings to get an upgrade like this. So, but once again, you got to mention Scuba Radio. It's only on the Caribbean Explorer 1, their Bahamas liveaboard. And by the way, you know, that this is the boat that we're going on in September. We're also going on a little familiarization trip on the May 3rd boat. So if you book May 3rd, you may run into Greg the Dive Master and Mermaid Abbey. Is coming along for that adventure. So we're basically laying the groundwork for our adventure in September, May 3rd. So once again, those trips are April 26th, May 3rd, May 10th. Mention Scuba Radio, get a free cabin upgrade with your friends there at Explore Ventures. 1-800-322-3577, or you can go to exploreventures.com on the web. All right, just our way to save our listeners a little moolah. You got to love that. You know, and divers are a giving group. That's why I love doing things like this, to share the joy, so to speak, every week on the show, whether it's saving you a few bucks or that kind of thing. But, you know, we have a passion for our sport. We have a passion for this activity, you know, for going underwater. And when you come across a worthy cause, and God knows there's a lot of them out there, but, you know, there's some that really stand out more than others. And John Chatterton, one of the shadow divers, good friend of Scuba Radio, pointed out or brought the attention to me about this group called SUDS, Soldiers Undertaking Disabled Scuba. And, you know, they're Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington, D.C. And their plan, or what they're trying to do, is to improve the lives of injured soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan and taking them scuba diving. And that is pretty cool. And we have John T. on the line right now. How are you doing, John?
Hey, what's going on, Greg? Doing all right.
Good. And by the way, before I forget, it's sudsdiving.org on the web. If you want to get more information, go to the website right there. But, John, I wanted to bring you on the air. We didn't get to talk to you when we were up in New Jersey because you guys were just, I don't know, you're doing that whole meet and greet thing there at your booth there at the Beneath the Sea show, right? You had a lot of babies to kiss, hands to shake, that kind of thing, right? Sharing the joy.
We were pretty hooked up, pretty busy.
You're raising money for a very worthy cause, for the SUDS program. And before I go into what exactly you guys are doing here in the next few weeks, how much money did you end up raising there in Jersey from all the divers that came out to the event?
When we walked away from Beneath the Sea, we had $6,235 that we've raised for the SUDS program.
Sweet. And I know a lot of that had to came from this, they had like a wheel, a spinning wheel thing that all the dive operators from the Jersey area got together and kind of pulled their resources together and gave away a bunch of stuff and got people to buy raffle tickets or something like that and to spin a wheel. Is that how it worked?
Right. Elite Scuba had a wheel going, and we gave them a bunch of shirts and hats, and some other folks gave things to donate, and they'd spin the wheel and for a chance to win one of those prizes. And ultimately, we ended up raising over $4,000 through them and then another couple of grand through our booth. So it was a very successful weekend, and it's going to go a long way to helping our program.
Yes, well, it's a very worthwhile program, and that is right. You're taking wounded soldiers from Iraq or Afghanistan or whatever that, and basically just taking them diving, right?
Right. Our program is based out of Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington, D.C., and we train them at the hospital. We use their aquatic therapy pool. We do the classroom and the pool sessions there, and then we'll ultimately take them on a dive trip to do their checkout dives. And so that's where our challenge is raising funds to take them on these trips. In February, we went to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, took six amputees down there, got all those guys certified, and then in May we're going to the Key Largo area with Conch Republic divers. We're bringing eight wounded warriors on that trip to finish up their checkout dives.
Yeah, you know, that's a very cool thing because you know they don't have gravity to work with or the issue of gravity, so you can take people that have issues like that and let them still experience all the fun that we see underwater, right? That's the whole idea, to put a smile on their face and just give them something to do, and it's the least we could do for what they've sacrificed for the country.
Absolutely. We're working with folks that have been severely injured in Iraq and Afghanistan. They're a part of Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom. Probably 85% of the folks that we work with are amputees. Some of the other injuries that we deal with are they've had severe shrapnel wounds, burns, and some even have TBI, traumatic brain injury. But as you know, diving is the great equalizer, and there's just many things folks with these type of injuries can do in the water. They're just much easier than things they can do on land.
Yeah, you know, and I've been extremely fortunate to actually be able to meet some of these folks that go through a program like this, and it is, you know, we take it for granted so much as divers sometimes of what we're able to experience underwater, but to actually see their faces and their enthusiasm of them getting to do this is really remarkable and very humbling for somebody like myself. So anything we can do to help or draw attention to it, we're behind you 110% there, buddy. Now, by the way, the thing in May there at Conch Republic, Captain Gary and the crew from Conch Republic are helping you guys out with this, right?
Absolutely. We'll be there the 17th through the 24th of May. We'll be doing all our dives with Captain Gary down there at Conch Republic, and they're giving us a big hand, helping us out, comping our diving for the checkout dives, and he's helped arrange lodging for the guys and food while we're there. So Gary and Conch Republic have been a huge support.
Yeah, he's always one of the first to step up in these type of programs for sure. Now, is that something that like divers could actually schedule to be down there the same week and be able to hang out with you guys too, or is it kind of a closed thing or what?
No, actually, we've set it up as an open charter, and it's open to all certified divers that want to come down and support the Wounded Warriors. So if there's folks out there that are available during those times, they don't have to come for the whole week. Even you know, if they could only come for a few days in the latter part of the week, they'll be fine and come out and go out on the boat with us and show their support for our troops that have sacrificed so much.
Yeah, you really get the best of both worlds. I mean, talk about the ultimate dive buddy, and I can just imagine the stories that some of these guys could tell would be quite humbling and just inspiring
in its own cell, you know, in its own way. But all you have to do is go to sudsdiving.org, and I guess all the information about joining you guys for that May trip is right there, isn't it?
Sure. On our website, sudsdiving.org, you'll see a link on the left-hand side called Operation Bottom Time, and all the information will be there. And or also you could call Conquer Public down in Tavernier, Florida as well.
Now, what about you, John? Are you getting down there in the water yourself? How are you fitting into this whole mix?
Oh, yeah. I'm right in the middle of it. I'll be one of the dive instructors down there working with a couple of the wounded warriors. We'll have eight wounded warriors down there, and the way we set it up is we have one instructor to every wounded warrior, and then typically we'll have another dive master or dive buddy. So we'll have a ratio of 2 to 1. Two dive professionals to one wounded warrior.
Got it. Now, you know, Captain Gary has a buddy down there, Captain Carl Fismer, and they do this treasure hunting thing. Are you aware of that, I would imagine?
Yes, I am.
So you're going to hit him up and say, hey, dude, take me to the treasure, and will you pick up a Spanish galleon while you're down there diving in the Keys?
Oh, yeah. We're going to put a little pressure on those guys to take us to the hot spots. But also, Gary, I think, has got a sunset cruise set up for the guys as well, which will be real enjoyable activity for the folks.
Well, it's obviously a worthwhile cause, and you get to dive and you get to hang out with some incredible people, and I wish you the best with it. And once again, sudsdiving.org, go there, check it out, and if you can dive in May in the Keys, you might as well do it with the Wounded Warriors group there with Suds. All right, well, John, thanks for taking some time out, dude, and we wish you the best, man.
Okay, Greg, I appreciate it.
You bet. There you go. See, raising money for a good cause. Diving at the same time, you cannot beat it. And it's good. There's several programs out there of people taking, this type of thing, taking diving to veterans and wounded warriors and that
kind of
thing.
Taking it to new depths.
Taking it to new depths. They are indeed. And it's a good cause. And I tell you, it sounds like a cool thing. I mean, just hanging out with Captain Gary there at Conquer Public, that's actually on my list. You know, we may need to come down there and join those guys here eventually. I don't know if we can do it in May, but we'll have to figure
out. It may be
out
a little busy.
Well, you know, we were supposed to actually be down there that
right
time because of the Vandenberg sinking. It was supposed to happen May 17th for my birthday,
right?
Which is May 16th. And the next day they were going to sink a boat on my behalf. But there was some issue that got brought up with $1.6 million that they needed.
Yes,
and,
for their parking tickets.
And the birthday money I receive every year wasn't enough to cover that nut.
Hmm.
So the Vandenberg's been delayed slightly, which is going to be the largest artificial reef created in the Keys, 10 feet longer than the Spiegel Grove in Key Largo. It was going to go off the coast there at Key West or Marathon. But it's been derailed slightly, but it's just a little bump in the road, little choppy seas.
Can you mix a few more metaphors in, please? I'm begging you.
Speed bump? I don't know.
We'll cross that bridge when we get to
there
it, though. That's the problem.
Sinking ship? Something.
Gathers no moss.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
To the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're going to go to Hawaii here in just a second. However, I just wanted to put a little plug in for the Scuba Radio MySpace page, myspace.com/GregTheDiveMaster. Steve, Aaron, Annalyn, Poseidon, Todd, Nart, Steven, Tyron, Eden, Hardcore Scuba Guy, Donna, Julie, all these guys are friends of mine on MySpace, close personal friends. MySpace.com/GregTheDiveMaster. Join the community. Join the fun. And who knows, we may talk to you someday here on the radio show as well. Mermaid Abby helping me out with that as well. So we're trying to kick it up a notch there with our MySpace presence there for Scuba Radio.
I want to go to Hawaii.
Oh,
yay!
You do?
Yay!
Well, you're in
yay!
Luck.
Yay, I want to go to Hawaii.
Well, who doesn't? We have Jim Byram on from Ocean Concepts, and he's in Hawaii now. How you doing, Jim?
Hey, I'm doing great, Greg. Hey, I missed you last weekend. Belated happy 11th anniversary.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank
you're
you indeed.
You're welcome.
I know you're busy out there, in Hawaii. I mean, how's the diving out there this time of year, by the way?
It's just absolutely great. I mean, the water's laying. It's just a glorious day. I'm at the beach right now. We got a bunch of people who just finished up dive one and getting ready to get in and do open water training dive two. The boat's full this morning. People are out. It's just an absolutely glorious day. We're very fortunate.
You know, every time I call Jim, it's an absolutely glorious day, no matter when you call him, 365 days a year. But of course, if you live in Hawaii, that's pretty much how it is, right?
Yeah, some might say that's monotonous, but we're sure fortunate to have that kind of weather out here. So, and lots of diving.
Absolutely. So anything cruising through the area this time of year? I mean, what is the water temp in Hawaii, in April?
About 78.
Okay. Is that
very comfortable.
Yeah. Is that on the cool side for you guys, or is that fairly typical? Or what does it range from?
We're looking probably 75 to 78, 79 it doesn't vary a whole lot during the year.
Yeah, okay.
And it pretty much stays within that range from surface to depth as well.
All right, so you got a 3 mil wetsuit, you're good to go in Hawaii.
Absolutely.
And on your surface interval, are you catching a wave, so to speak? Are you doing that whole surfing thing too out there?
Well, there's a lot of that that goes on, but surfing and diving, they don't mix sometimes because surf gets big for the surfers and the boats stay in because it gets a little gnarly out there.
Well, that's what you got to do. See, if you get blown out, you just go surfing for the day, right?
And lots of people do that.
It's on my list. I got to do some of this stuff.
You keep telling me you're coming.
I know. We keep talking about it. We're getting out there to the left coast here pretty soon. We're trying to work out a deal here with Weiland's group. He has a resort out there in Waikiki. And I don't know. We're going to make this work eventually. I promise, Jim.
It turns out that, like they have at a lot of, really swanky restaurants on Jim Byron's boats, when they go out, there's actually one space which is always reserved in case Greg shows up today. In case today's the day, it's the Greg, the dive master seat on the boat.
That's exactly right. We have one for them every day, and we have it marked with his name on it, too.
Well, Jim, tell me about one of the sites that you guys frequent there at Ocean Concepts in Hawaii. Just kind of give me the rundown for somebody who's never been.
Well, one of the ones that's kind of special for us, we were able to acquire an aircraft called 29 Down from the kids' TV show by the same name called 29 Down. And we managed to sink that off the Waianae Coast, out where we operate. And, it's in about, probably 80 feet is the maximum depth right there. And the neat part of it is we were instrumental in creating this artificial reef that lots and lots of divers get to go out and enjoy. So it was just one more aspect of being able to create an artificial reef where otherwise there wouldn't be anything to see.
I got it. So I have never actually dived an artificial reef as an airplane before. So it's on. There you go. I got something else to strive for now.
Yeah, you need to get more things on your list. This is going to have to be more than a couple day trip,
Yeah, I don't know. We'll fit it in with like 4 or 5 days. No, make it a month. That's it. A month in Hawaii. That's what it's going to take. OceanConcepts.com on the web. Check them out. And go diving in Hawaii. Who doesn't want to do that, right?
Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. everything you need. And the diving, oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Cavern, blue hole, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already, what is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. coralcavernsresort.com.
Talking about it, and one of these days we're going to make it happen. We're trying to work out a deal right now to possibly do a quick jump over to Hawaii after the Long Beach Dive Show in Long Beach, California.
You're very nearly halfway there once we've gotten to Long Beach.
Exactly. It's only another 4-hour flight or 5-hour flight from L.A., and we got to fly out to L.A. for that show anyway,
yeah.
So I'm thinking, why not? See if we can make it happen. Weiland has a resort out there, the Weiland Waikiki Resort. And he's graciously offered to provide accommodations for a Scuba Radio mermaid broadcast. I have to bring the mermaids.
No one ever requests a Bill the Producer broadcast.
Calls you to, if you dress up as a mermaid, maybe he'd say the same thing about you. I don't know.
I've met Wiley a couple of times. I get the sense that no. I honestly have been able to captivate Wiley's attention for a grand total of 15 seconds.
Is that all, really?
Yes. Yes. And invariably, some very attractive woman walks within, 400 yards. And his attention is diverted.
He's an all-American guy, isn't he?
Friggin' guitar players and artists.
He's the rock star of the marine artist world. God bless him for it.
He makes some really neat stuff, though.
He does.
Those freaking coffee tables? Holy smokes.
Yep. But anyway, we're going to see about making that happen here pretty soon. Hey, Bill, you'll appreciate this.
A few weeks ago,
we were at 40 Fathom Grotto.
Yes, we were.
And
we were doing
the force fin thing, right?
Hey, did you mark that off?
What do you mean?
You got to dive a motorcycle wreck. You don't get to do that every day.
I did. I marked it. Actually, I want to do that again. But remember, we were doing that deal, the demo with the force fins with Bob Evans.
Every day is a demo with the force fins for me, but go on.
And one of the mermaids lost their force fin.
Yes.
When we're
getting out of the water.
And she dropped this special edition force fin. It was literally a pair of $500 force fins.
She felt so bad.
$250. We'll tell you the story of the lost force fin next and what has happened since then.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You came all the way down here for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. Meetings I never attend. All I need is blue water. I catch a buzz each time I dive in.
You know, that is the Scuba Dudes. The song Scubaholic from Volume 2 of Scuba Tunes. Which is available at scubaradio.com on the merchandise page. We're trying to set it up to have the Scuba Dudes perform at the DEMA show in Las Vegas in October. So more details to come for you on that. Now, the story of the lost force fin.
By the way, if you have a pair of $500 force fins and you lose one of them,
mm-hmm.
one of them's not worth $250.
Good point.
Yeah, both of them are now worth zero.
Yeah. I'll tell you, our mermaid diver felt very, very bad.
Oh, she felt so bad. Because it slipped out of her hand.
Yeah.
And we were all at the surface, and it was 80 feet deep there, at least.
At least.
At least. And
actually, they said it was more like 100,
right.
100 feet.
So nobody... She didn't say anything right away because she thought she could catch it.
Right.
And then by the time she'd let it go, it was down past 30 feet. And,
She was on the hook, too. She was like, oh, my God, I don't have this kind of money laying around. How am I going to work it off?
She came up with several good plans.
I
thought it was going to work.
I was like, hey, you know, 45 minutes tops and you're done. 20 bucks.
Mom is a tougher negotiator, though.
Exactly. Yeah. But anyway, you know, the folks at 40 Fathom Grotto they've been working on a reconnaissance dive for the lost force fin. And it has been found.
Woo-hoo!
I got a report from Diver Jay there at 40 Fathom Grotto, the number 40fathomgrotto.com. And he reports that you should know that the lost force fin has been recovered. Best regards, Scuba Jay. So thanks, Jay. And now they have a pair of force fins, I guess, in their rental.
That's nice.
Department there that are worth like $500.
That is cool stuff.
So if you want to go over to 40 Fathom Grotto and try out a pair of force fins, I think those are probably size small.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Yeah, but they're cool. Made out of the tan delta material.
Yep. They're the red ones? Was it the red ones?
No, I think it was a color they kept saying smoke.
Right.
And you kept saying, no, it was the color of urine. So smoke, urine, whatever. They're still cool fins.
Mm. Yes.
And now they have two of them, which is better than one.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. By the Indeed. Way, you're bringing your force fins to this scuba bath.
I surely am.
Memorial Day weekend.
I love my force fins.
I get to bring my new flying force fins made out of the tan delta material.
Well, bring all your force fins.
Bring them all?
Bring them all.
Actually, Bob was talking about joining us for the scuba bash. I haven't got a call. I haven't talked to him this week. I got to find out if he's still planning to join us for that event. You can join us if you'd like, though. That's Memorial Day weekend, the 22nd of May, which is a Thursday. You can fly in Thursday or Friday. Join us for three or four nights, and then we fly out on Memorial Day, the 26th. We literally are taking over the resort at Coral Caverns Resort, coralcavernsresort.com. Bill, the producer, will be there.
Yes.
Mermaid Abby will be there.
Yes.
Jamie, the helper boy.
Yes.
Yours truly. And then we may have extra mermaid or two. We got a floater right now.
Well, good. At least it's not in the pool.
Hello. And, this is a cool, cool resort. Check it out, Coral Caverns Resort. Reserve it for the Scuba Bash today.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Cavern, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already, what is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 22. Never attempt to smoke seaweed while diving.
Hey, this is great, man.
Besides, lighting a match underwater takes forever, and even those nasty Zippo lighters don't stay lit. And don't get me started on secondhand smoke down there either.
Don't make me smack you.
Huh? So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio is Jeff Myers, COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. What's on your mind today, Jeff?
Dude, let's talk about some myths and legends.
Okay, what kind of myths and legends would those be?
Well, diving myths and legends. It's amazing how much misinformation is really out there, and especially when it comes to educating folks still thinking about getting into the sport.
Oh, man, I know what you're talking about. I hear the same ones over and over again from new students, and I swear that if half of them were true, I wouldn't be diving.
Yeah, me neither. What's some of your favorites?
I'm claustrophobic. There's no way I could ever dive.
You know what? If I had a dime for every time I've heard that one, what do you tell them?
I tell them that I understand how they could feel that way, and it's not an uncommon concern among new divers, but that diving is anything but claustrophobic. I tell them that it often produces a feeling of weightlessness, leaving divers feeling free and very much not confined. And if they're still unsure after we talk, I encourage them to take a Discover Scuba session before committing to full training.
Nice.
How about you?
I get, you have to be a super swimmer to scuba dive.
And please don't tell me you'd jump into that whole fitness and diving talk. Do you?
No, although being fit for diving does have several benefits.
Jeff!
Well, it does, but, well, yeah, you do have to know how to swim to dive. You know, diving has swimmers of every level. I tell people who think about it that it's really more important to be comfortable in the water than to really have good technique.
And then you tell them about fitness and diving.
Only if they ask.
How about my favorite? Diving is too dangerous!
Yep, that's a common one for sure. It probably stems from the fact that for a lot of years, it was really portrayed as something for danger junkies and thrill seekers.
Not to mention modern movies like Open Water.
Yeah, they sure don't help, do they? But the truth is, while, yes, diving has its inherent risks,
so does driving to work every day.
No joke. But keep in mind, diving's never been safer. Equipment manufacturers have worked long and hard to increase safety standards and the reliability of gear. And training agencies have really increased the skills they impart to new divers.
And Dan continues to study and learn about dive medicine, how to treat and prevent dive injuries, and, of course, run the emergency hotline.
Yes, we do.
And right on the heels of diving being dangerous, you get, there are way too many creatures that will eat me out there. I saw Jaws. I know.
Come on, Greg. Jaws messed with everyone's psyche. But it was just a movie, and not what you're going to find when you go underwater. The truth is that the water is filled with a bunch of fascinating creatures, and they're a whole lot more afraid of you than we are of them.
And most marine life injuries come from diver error, right?
Right. So just follow the safety precautions you're taught, respect the creatures sharing the water with you, and you should be fine.
Let's see. Do you ever get, you have to travel to see anything good?
All the time. Do you have to travel very far to see anything good?
Well, not far, but I live in Florida. How about you?
No, and I live several hours from an ocean. Keep in mind, there are still thrills to be had in any backyard, whether it's in a lake or a quarry, river, spring, pond, it doesn't matter. They all have unique attributes that make them worth exploring.
Of course, if you get the chance to explore someplace exotic and wondrous,
go. That's one of the great parts of diving.
What others do you hear?
Well, I hear concerns about diving's too expensive.
Yep, I get that question too. But I just remind the diver that this is a sport just like any other, and that diving services and gear have a wide range of costs. I encourage them to do their research before they spend, and if they're considering buying gear, to rent before they purchase. It increases the likelihood they'll be happy with their choice, and with proper care, it should last them several years.
Good one. Do you ever get the, I can't dive, I don't have a buddy?
Yeah, but you have to admit, it's probably the silliest myth of all.
Of course it is, and not knowing anyone in the sport should never dissuade a prospective diver. By the time entry-level training's done, every diver has met potential buddies, and it's likely their local dive shop or training center has some sort of social or diving network of which they can be a part of. That's one of the best parts about diving, isn't it? You may not know many divers when you start, but that's really something that won't stay true for very long.
You know, there is one other that can be a concern, and that's when the person thinks they can't dive for medical reasons. What do you and the crew at Dan have to say about that?
It's true that some medical conditions will keep people from diving, but that list is shorter than you think. Conditions that used to keep divers out of the water don't necessarily do so anymore, and we become more informed about diving and medicine every day. So I tell divers if they have any questions or concerns at all, I suggest they call their doctor or call Dan. We can either help answer their question or refer them to a physician familiar with the issues associated with diving.
Sometimes it's hard to separate fact from fiction, but it's important to know the truth. As divers, it's up to us to set the story straight for future divers. Make sure they and you have the facts straight from the start. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
Matt. Was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
You know, we get a lot of email here at Scuba Radio, literally from around the world, and I'm a little backlogged on a couple of stories I wanted to throw out there to you that we've become aware of. We're doing a little bit more digging to find out more about these things, but if you know any more about this, feel free to email us at info@scubaradio.com. Here's one from Quebec, Canada. There's evidently a quarry up there called, I guess, Thetford Mines. Finkcote Quarry. It's a quarry in Canada someplace. Well, they're doing an underwater art gallery. I've never heard of this before. 11 years of doing scuba radio, who would have thunk that you could actually set up an underwater art gallery? Well, they're doing it in Canada, or we're being hosed. That's why I'm throwing that out there to see if this is actually a hose. Or it's legit. I've seen the website, so I think
is it a watercolors display? Because that would be, to me, the signal of a hose.
No.
Okay.
No. But it's AQU, or Aquart, I guess. Aqua Art.
Aqua Art.
Yeah.
Not Aquart. Aqua Art.
Well, maybe.
Like AQU, water and art.
Well, yeah.
Aqua Art.
Well, kind of. Aquart. .ca. Check it out. AQUART .ca is the website. Check it out. I think it's very unique. Interesting. Could it be a new trend? Why not? We've had underwater haunted houses. We've had, plenty of other interesting things. Like you mentioned the motorcycle there, 40
yes.
Fathom Grotto. Why not have an underwater art gallery?
Why not, indeed, I say.
And sure enough, there's pictures of divers looking at framed art underwater, and then some sculptures of some fish and things like that. So, could be a new thing, new trend. Heard about it here first. Got some more stuff along that lines next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You didn't go cheap when you purchased your dive equipment and photo gear, so don't make that mistake when it comes to protecting your investment. Ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center. These high-performance waterproof art cases come in just about every size and shape imaginable. Storm Cases are stronger, lighter, more secure, and feature pain-free press-and-pull latches that are twice as strong as the knuckle-buster designs of their competitors. Don't settle for anything less. Go to StormCase.com and ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there,
just the best. So sometimes force fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of force fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
This is a show that I feel has, it has depth to it.
Has depth to it?
It has depth. It has depth and density to it.
Many, many layers of solid entertainment here.
Alright, here's another dive site to add to our list there, Bill. Got this from an email a couple weeks ago. Been wanting to throw it out there. The world's largest swimming pool is located in Casablanca, Morocco.
Okay, Casablanca.
Yeah.
White House, by the way.
1,500 feet long, 250 feet wide, 36,000 square meters or, yeah, what is that? Square. It says meters here, but I'm
probably not sure. Meters.
No, I think that's 36,000 square feet, I believe, is what it means, or supposed to say. But anyway, they've sent me the pictures. It looks like a beach. It's huge. I think it's like fairly deep, too, like 20 to 50 feet deep. I don't have the depth here in front of me right here. But
it looks impressive. That as a pool?
Well, it's a saltwater pool, first of all. So it's on the coast. And I guess they decided that we don't want to worry about sharks, fish, or whatever. Let's just do a pool on the beach. And it looks really cool. It looks like a beach. Looks like a 5-star resort on a beach. But then you realize, wait a minute, that's not water from the ocean. That's actually an enclosed water place. So we got to dive it, I think.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Because we know now that they on purpose made it so that there wasn't anything there to see. So let's go dive it. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Well, it's the world's largest swimming pool, so you
want to dive it. The Mediterranean Sea would be inches away.
Yeah, but if you dive, you get a T-shirt though. They said I dove the largest swimming pool in the world.
I dove a swimming pool. Congratulations to me.
Swimming pool in the
wicked
world.
Wicked big swimming pool.
Okay, you don't sound as enthusiastic about it as I do.
It'd be cooler if we jumped from like 30 feet in the air.
Well, maybe you do both. Maybe you do that. Maybe
you
jump off the top.
Fully geared up, and you jump into this pool.
The highest giant stride entry from, like, the 30th floor of the resort or something. You know, maybe off the top
of
the
resort.
That'd be nice. Geronimo! Dive, dive, dive!
Dive!
Oh, oops.
Dive!
He missed.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the kind of email we get. We appreciate it. Please keep it coming. info@scubaradio.com. Don't forget, next week, Ocean Fest, biggest party on the beach for divers. Oceanfest.com. Check it out on the web and make sure you join us. We're giving away a trip to the Scuba Radio Scuba Bash if you're there on site with us. And, of course, we'll have a lot of fun and frivolity for everybody checking in with
frivolity.
Us. Well, for you, frivolity, whatever. It's going to be
the
fun.
Whole thing off.
It's going to be great fun next week in Fort Lauderdale. Don't miss it. Till then, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.